I can't imagine losing everything. Having a fire destroy your home and everything you had, your records, pictures. Can't imagine a car accident killing an entire family. But this morning we're going to talk about two people who really lost everything. Some of the saddest verses in the Bible are recorded at the end of Genesis chapter 3. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the tree of life. You know well what happened in Genesis chapter 3. The first Adam listened to the tempting voice of the great deceiver Satan, and he took from his wife and he ate that fruit forbidden by God, the one commandment God had given to Adam and to Eve. In the words of John Milton, paradise lost. You're also familiar with the results of Adam's sin, as Adam stood as the representative of the entire human race. Guilt flooded Adam and Eve's heart, and shame because they were naked now. Now they hid from the voice of God who came to them in the evening because they were afraid of God. They played the blame game. It's the woman you gave me. The devil made me do it. For woman, the pain of childbirth would be a constant reminder of the results of that first sin. For Adam, he would have to wrestle his living from the ground. Life, making it, would become difficult, hard. Death also entered into paradise. In the day that Adam and Eve ate of that forbidden fruit, they were dead in trespasses and sin. And even though Adam lived over 900 years, he became part of the refrain of Genesis 5, and he died. But what was worse, Adam and Eve faced an eternity of dying in hell. But this affected not just Adam and Eve, but it affected all the descendants of Adam. Adam was created in the image of God, holy and righteous. Genesis 5 tells us that Adam's descendants would be born in his sinful image. Romans 5 tells us, for as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men. Last Sunday, Pastor Norman reminded us as he went through Romans chapter 5 of the answer to the question the sinner asks, why me? God's answer was Adam's sin. So the Lord God expelled Adam from paradise, from the Garden of Eden. Until the flood, he could look at paradise lost, but could not enter. God placed the cherubim east of Eden, the flaming sword, denied entrance into paradise, so that man would not eat of the tree of life and live in this sinful condition forever. We also in our lives experience paradise lost. Guilt and shame can destroy our lives. Problems with relationships, family, friends, students are destroyed because of our lost relationship with our Heavenly Father. Sometimes we feel like Adam, we're looking in, that we're outside. Loneliness and depression is a part of our lot of life. And each one of you will feel the sting of death. But our gracious God had an answer for Adam and Eve. For in the middle of Genesis chapter 3 is tucked the first promise of a Savior. God promised to them that descendant of woman, a man born of a woman, who would crush the head of our arch enemy, Satan. God would restore paradise for Adam and Eve and for all of his descendants through that second Adam, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus, like Adam, stood as the representative of the entire human race. But as such, he did not give in to temptation. He defeated Satan. Adam's sin resulted in death for all men. Jesus' obedience resulted in life and justification for all men. And we will be following this promise of paradise restored. For as we heard with the communion preface last Sunday, in the beginning, through a tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, sin and death entered into this world. But through another tree, the cross, Jesus would restore paradise. As he said to the thief on the cross, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." So Pastor Nauman reminds us, when the believer says, "Why me, Lord?" the answer is to be found in Jesus Christ and his cross. We have everything in Jesus. And we're reminded as we close this morning with hymn 105, Christmas hymn. Seed of the woman became man. And we see the results as we sing stanza 1 and stanza 8.